We're so glad that you are worshiping with us this morning. Our ushers are coming forward. We'd like to welcome those of you who are visiting with us. If you are visiting, would you raise your hand, please, so we can give you a visitor's card. If you're visiting, excuse me. I know there's some visitors out there. I see some. Take the visitor's card, fill it out completely for us, and then when the offering plate is passed, if you will drop it in the offering plate for us. Let me welcome especially Hammond and Connie, and I know Elizabeth is here somewhere, Coates. Oh, she's back there. I see her. Okay. Good. They're with us in our worship service this morning, and Hammond will be singing for us our message and music today. So we're glad that they're here with us this weekend. Let me share several announcements that are not in the bulletin. Those of you who are in youth choir, let me tell you about remind you of several of your rehearsals. At 1:30, the Light Shine cast. Those of you who are in the cast will rehearse. Then, of course, your 6 o'clock rehearsal. On Monday night at 7 o'clock, Light Shine cast again. And then at 7:45, the youth choir will rehearse. They're getting ready for next Sunday night at 7:30. You put this on your calendar and invite your friends. They will be singing a musical called Light Shine, about letting your light shine. So you remember that for next Sunday evening. That's why they're having their special rehearsals, getting ready for you for that time next week. Also tonight at 6 o'clock, the Finance Committee will meet. And we have a special treat at 7:30. The Searchers Quartet will be here to lead all of our worship. We won't be going by what's printed here in the bulletin for the night. We'll just have them singing for us, and then with time of singspiration, where we'll get to sing with them. And then following the time of singing, singspiration, there will be refreshments in Fellowship Hall. So if you invite friends, which we hope you do, someone just told me Raleigh Heights had a packed church for them last Sunday night, and they did a real good job. So you invite your friends this afternoon, and have them to stay for refreshments following the service tonight. That's tonight for the Searchers Quartet. On Tuesday, Foundation Singers, you rehearse at 10:30, and at 2:30, Young Musicians. And then Wednesday night, Sunday School Council. Those of you who are directors of the departments need to be here as we plan for the end of this month and December and look into the new year. Okay, thank you.
Let's sing together hymn number 158. 158, and as you stand, if you'll remain standing following the prayer, and we'll sing again. So you remain standing following our prayer this morning. Let's stand together and sing 158.
Our Father, we thank Thee that Thy word has been settled in heaven and that it is sure even now. We are grateful today for people who care because of the word of God. We pray that Thou shalt enlarge somehow our vision this morning as we are gathered here around the book. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now remain standing and keep your hymnal and turn with me to 495. 495. There's a land that is fairer than day as we sing together.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
If you have your Bibles, we'll turn to Psalm 142. Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaints before Him. I showed before Him my trouble when my spirit was overwhelmed within me. Then Thou knewest my path in the way wherein I walked. Have they privately laid a snare for me? I looked on my right hand, and behold, there was no man. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise Thy name. the righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. I underscore especially verse number 4. The last part, no man cared for my soul. What a desperate feeling the psalmist must have had. May God add his richest blessing to his word. Now shall we come to prayer. You may have something perhaps on your heart you've been thinking about. This would be a wonderful time to lift up that prayer to God. Let's bow, shall we? Father, we are thankful for the ministry of Jesus. At every turn of his life, all along the pathway of his journey, he was meeting with needs and showing care. We are grateful that he was faithful, that he always met every need wherever there was need. And he passed on to us that great challenge. And Lord, even today, we pass through some days that are dark for some of us. We pray that you would lead us. We would just commend our hearts to thee. We would just lift up every individual who needs that strength this morning. How we pray for refreshment, each of us, daily, weekly. We need to come to the refreshing waters. We need to come to thee for cleansing, somehow to take us, even in the sufferings of this world, and lead us through it. We have great and urgent needs today, and we just need your hand to guide us and direct us. There are some, perhaps, who have joys that they commit to thee this morning. There are others, Lord, who have decisions about life that they are making, and they need thy presence. We pray that thou would bring to us just the answer, that we might be faithful, and bring to us the comfort and all the joy that we might find in thee. And then with the psalmist, we shall realize that abundantly God will bless and direct our lives. For your presence today, we are grateful. And for this service this morning, we dedicate it to thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our offertory hymn is 231. 231, we'll stand and sing all four stanzas of 231 as we stand together.
Father, we rejoice today that we can share our tithes and offerings with Thee at Thine altar, and we pray that the Holy Spirit might use our gifts and the devotion of our hearts for Thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Has saved me from sin. Praise to His name, what a Savior, cleansing without and within. Why do I sing about Jesus? Why is He precious to me? He is my Lord and my Savior.
fullness of his goodness that was sufficient for me. Only one look at the Savior, then was my spirit set free. Why do I sing about Jesus? Why is he precious to me? He is my Lord and my Savior. Dying, he set me free. He is the fairest of fair ones. He is the lily, the rose. Rivers of mercy surround him. Grace, love, and pity he shows. Why do I sing about Jesus? Why is he precious to me? He is my Lord and my Savior. Dying, he set me free.
It is good to be back. When Mike asked me to sing, he said 1, 2, 3, 4, or anything we wanted to. So we're going to sing 2. The last one, well, it's just, I like it. It's entitled His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give way to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He cares for me. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know I sing because I'm free, for His eye is on the sparrow, and I know.
Thank you, Hammond Coates, all the way from Brook Neal. Or close thereby. I think that's where he got his better half. I'll not say any more about her. We appreciate that. I want to talk to you very briefly this morning on the subject, who cares? I wonder, right off the bat, some of you probably could answer that question for me. But I have a psalm here, 142, in which the psalmist, the man of God, cried, he said, with my voice. He said, I had some complaints, I had some troubles. He looked to his right hand. There seemed to be no one who cared. He implicates that he looked in other directions and he did not discover a caring soul in that direction. At last, he simply says, in verse 4, Psalm 142, no man cared for my soul. You're in a bad fix when you're like that, aren't you? Have you ever been in a situation where you felt no one really cared about your problems or your needs? Probably young people sometimes have a feeling, no one really cares, you know, about me. Von Hugel said, caring is everything. John expressed it, did you love, you know. Let me illustrate this with an elementary teacher who was on her way home. She worked with deprived children, and she was riding home one afternoon with her husband, and she said, Charles, I want to run by Rich's and buy a pair of shoes. Well, he said, who are they for? She said, they're for Sherry. He said, Sherry who? Well, she said, you know, I teach a class at school, And this week, one of the deprived children from the orphanage was transferred to my room. And she needs some shoes like the other children have. And Charles answered something like this: those kids always need something. They're either sick or they're in trouble. And I simply wish that you wouldn't get involved with them. Well, do Christians have a right to get involved with people? Christ was always taking the towel in order to minister to somebody else. He girded himself. This elementary teacher sensed the plight of this little girl in her class, and so she purchased some shoes and presented them to the child that the parents did not want. I want to tell you, caring people are a vanishing breed. Did you know today there are some agents in the name of religion who build fortunes off of the poor? They are care pretenders, and they're endless. And the genuine caregivers are scarce today. Most of the time, these pretenders come to us: we want you to give. We want